Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha. I got you right where I want you. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official. Ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper.
Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today here on the Proof Negative Show. Of course, I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday. We'll have Bridget joining us here momentarily. And if you out there in Radio Land want to join us, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone today, and we will bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's say hi to Bridget. There's Bridget.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's nice to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing fairly okay. The doctor said I'm one of the fastest healers I've seen, or he's seen. So I went from being told that there's no way in the world I'm not going to have amputations to I should be healed by June.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he thought losing like half my foot at least. And I know my body, and I know what I have to do to fix things. So I made it a point to prove them wrong.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's what we have to do to doctors sometimes. Sometimes, just because they stand behind a degree, you know, they seem to think they know it all.
Well, this particular one wasn't mean about it, but I remember in the hospital where one doctor came up to me and said, you know, you're going to lose at least your foot. What if you lose your whole leg? And I'm like, yeah, I don't ever want to see you again. So that's where I was at. So I'm glad to be home and doing my show. And I had a boot on both of my feet for the last couple weeks. One boot came off on my left foot, and the right one hopefully will come off at the end of April. So that's my goal right now.
What do you mean, like a boot, like, that they cast you, or just like those boots that you wear, like if you have a broken ankle or something?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, so kind of been having my stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, I'm going through my own little health issues myself. It's like, ugh. It's been quite a challenge.
Yeah, well, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
The important thing for me was to make sure that while this is healing, I limit my sugar intake so that this heals faster.
Okay.
Because the sugar ends up messing up with the healing process, because if your body is full of sugar, the candida is not going to let you win. So I had to limit my sugar intake so that I can win this round. So far I'm winning.
Now, are you big on sweets, or are you just mean just like sugar in general? Because everything, you know, tends to have some type of
sugar. I'm not a big
sugar
person in general, but it's hard sometimes when, like, if I wanted to cook pasta, for example, or I want purple potatoes because I know those are nutritious, or even things like dates, where I love dates, like fresh or dehydrated dates. I eat that stuff.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And one of my things is I like to grab a big handful of dates while I'm doing my show, because it's one of those foods that you can eat and nobody's going to know on the radio that you're eating.
Okay.
So each each of those, have you ever bought like a pack of dates, like a big like 8-ounce box or a 1-pound box
no,
of dates?
No,
I
know what it is, but I'm not really big on dates. Nothing I've really I don't even think I've ever bought dates, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you know what they are, though.
Yeah, definitely know what they are. I know they're not raisins, but yes, I know.
Yeah, so each date might have anywhere from 14 to 18 sugars. And if I eat 8 or 10 in a day, and then I'm having a glass of cranberry juice, I'm probably sitting here eating 200 grams of sugar.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's up there for sure.
So that was killing me. So it's like you think you're healthy because you're eating fruit and you're drinking cranberry juice, but it wasn't hurting. It wasn't helping at all.
Yeah, I tend to find that too. Like, one of my biggest goals right now is like losing weight. I'm actually shocked because I weighed myself today and I'm down like 100 pounds. I'm like, where was I carrying all that weight? I'm just like blown away to think how much I weighed. And yet I still look at myself and I'm like, wow, I still have a lot to go. but I hear that with people when, you know, they're trying to lose weight and they tend to eat, you know, they're eating it, you know, the berries, the strawberries, the blueberries, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then they're like, geez, I wonder why I can't lose any weight. And it's kind of like, you know, you think that you're eating something nutritious, but yet, you know, there's the, you know, the carb and sugar content, you know, of something that's healthy, you know. I mean, you know, you have to cut things sometimes, you know, for the end result, but
Yeah,
sometimes some people just don't, I guess they don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, so for the time being, while I'm in my situation, I have to really, I'm trying to have less than 25 carbs in a day. So that's my goal.
Okay. That seems doable.
It's hard
now,
because when you look at the package of something, you might see, for one serving, you might see 19 carbs on something, 24 carbs, so I have to pick my battles. So, and of course, I could do net carbs, so there's these tortillas that I like that have like 18 carbs but 14 fiber. So the net on that is 4. So
yeah,
I can have a breakfast with some yogurt and a cheese tortilla, like a quesadilla kind of thing,
okay.
And I might have 6 carbs for breakfast.
Yeah,
so
it's quite something when you're paying attention to when you're reading the labels and, you know, not necessarily keeping track of it, but when you realize, you know, one product versus another product, you know, like, you know, the keto thing or just, you know, just cleaner eating or whatever it may be. You know, like, for instance, I just, my son's birthday was on Sunday, so I didn't get him a cake because he, you know, ran off. He's 20 now, you know, it's like, it's hard to keep him down. But the only thing he wanted, he was like, you know, make me a brownie, but we were out of milk. So I couldn't make it because I have yet to buy the milk. And So I bought the brownie mix that, I don't know, it seemed like a popular, I don't know, Gardelli's or something like that, Gardetto, I don't know, something like that.
Giardelli?
And then I bought a keto version, but I decided to make Gardello's. Is that the chocolate brand or something? Well, anyway, so I bought that one, that one. So, and I'm reading it, it's like one serving, I think it has like 18 grams, and then the keto one only has, that's 18 grams of sugar, actually. And then the other one has like less than 1 gram. Like, that's mind-blowing. You know, of course, the first ingredient is sugar. I didn't pay attention to that. I just knew the other one was keto. It's not like the best keto one, but, you know, for my bucks that day, it was like, okay, I'll get that one. Now the problem is that it smells freaking delicious. I just took it out of the other oven, and I have no willpower. So if something is in front of me, I'm going to eat it. So I'm kind of wishing I maybe had not baked that.
So I bought a bread maker for Christmas. I bought it for myself. And I have not opened it, but I was looking at almond flour. So I was thinking about, because I had some Ezekiel bread, but while there's 15 carbs per slice, there's no sugar. But eventually that turns into sugar. So I had maybe a half a loaf of it and noticed that nothing good came out of it. So I was thinking, what if I made a loaf of bread made with almond flour?
Yeah, almond flour is the way to go. Coconut flour, I don't know. But I don't know how to... I tried making one recipe with my mom one time. We like to eat this certain... kind of like a Puerto Rican dish they fry, but she was trying to substitute, you know, the corn flour or something like that with almond flour, and it was a disaster. But, you know, just we'll have to try again on that one next time.
Well, coconut flour might be okay if you're doing like a sweet bread with fruit in it, like a pound cake.
True. Yeah, I have to figure out
if you're making it for sweet purposes and you're not making it to like make a roast beef sandwich with.
Yeah, I guess it's trying to find a consistency. I get when you're, especially when you've made something like forever a certain way, and then now you want to, you know, do a healthier alternative. Yet, you know, you don't, you know, you got to sacrifice the taste a little bit. I mean, although almond flour is pretty good, but you know, when your taste buds kind of are familiar with something, how it should taste, and then you switch to something else. It's like, I don't know. Do you want to mess with it? You know, so it's kind of a hit and miss.
So my big junk food of choice now is Chobani makes these zero sugar yogurts that are actually pretty tasty. So it doesn't have zero sugar, but there's 3 carbs and 2 sugars. So I've been hitting those.
Okay. Do you focus on oils at all, like for like inflammatory reasons at all, or you're just kind of basing things off like the sugar content?
Right now, just the sugar content, because the more sugar I have means the less the slower I'm going to heal. So I had a bone infection, so. My thing is lots of nitric oxide, and I want to get my vitamin D up, and I want to use hyaluronic acid. And other than that, it's cutting down the sugar. So I don't want to do anything that's going to stop any growth strengthen bones. Because of the bone infection, I'm just trying to find the right word for it, but that and the cardiovascular inside, I want to make sure that that's strong, because right now I need the blood circulation to be on point, because that's how you heal faster. So the sugar is going to slow that down.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, because I was struggling with after my surgery. I think I'm going on 2 months. I had a total hip replacement on my left side. So and shortly right after I started. Well, and I wasn't really quite certain. Well, originally I always thought it was the medication. You know, they put you on those oxycodones, and I was dizzy like, you know, 24/7 or at least whenever I took them. So I initially thought it was the pain pill that was making me dizzy all the time. But I guess a couple of weeks, you know, whenever you go into your, like, pulse-up appointment or whatever, my blood pressure was, like, thigh, well, not like right on the 200s, but it wasn't my normal blood pressure. And it had been kind of wacky up until, you know, probably like this week maybe, because I finally, you know, buckled down and said, I probably should take my, well, and I was kind of taking the blood pressure pills, but I wasn't taking it consistently because my blood pressure went up. So that was driving me nuts. Because I was, you know, like dizzy and lightheaded and headaches, but couldn't understand, you know, why I had this blood pressure issue. I'm like, where did my blood pressure all of a sudden just spike like that? Because it's been low for a really long time. The doctor said that I had no correlation with the pain meds. But shortly after, I guess it was because they, you know, what they say, like stressor, if you're stressed or you're in pain, your blood pressure goes up. Well, I guess that was the culprit. I was just in too much pain.
Yeah, I think so, personally, it's the blood pressure pills and the medications is what is going to prolong the activity. The one thing I've done too to lower the blood sugar, because my blood sugar was pretty high. So I'm taking berberine, which is really good for lowering blood sugar, because they believe I have diabetes, and I'm going to say my blood sugar is high, but I'm not going the route of the metformins and whatnot. So I've been doing a lot of natural stuff, and since I've been home, whereas when I was in the hospital, my blood sugars were right around 300. So I'm at about half that right now, consistently.
Oh, okay.
So I know at a normal time, like when you're not eating, your blood sugar, So I know the goal is to be under 125. Realistically, you're supposed to be at like 100 or between 80 and 100. So I'm clocking in right between 120 and 150, which as of when I was in the hospital, I couldn't get under 300 for the most part, unless I didn't eat for the day.
Oh, wow. Now that's your actual glucose, right? Or your...
Yeah. So I cut it in half.
Yeah. That's good. 300 at that. Ooh, that's way up there. I don't know. I just looked at mine, but I don't remember the numbers. I think everything was, at least my last lab work, everything was looking pretty good, except like maybe the cholesterol something. I mean, it's
some
desirable.
Some of the cholesterol is good, though. You don't want no cholesterol, because the cholesterol, like I remember when I was 40 years old, I went to go see a doctor, and before the doctor looked at my charts or did anything to me, he said, well, now that you're 40 years old, you should decide what cholesterol medication you want.
You know,
it was that moment right there where I decided I don't trust doctors.
Yeah, and you know, and that's really something, because, I mean, I don't know if you know, but I had a stroke. What is it? It's like 12 years ago. I'm very mad.
Oh, you
stroke.
Never told me.
I had a hemorrhage stroke. So, and I ended up being paralyzed on my right side. Yeah, it was pretty severe. Doctors said I would never walk again and things like that. And, 3 weeks, I literally, you know, my arm and my legs, like, had no movement. But, I've recovered since then. But that's one of the things that I hear, like, all the time. I've had a couple doctors, you know, throughout the years. But they always... They're always pushing that cholesterol. Every doctor that I've ever seen, they're always like, you know, your cholesterol's, you know, on the borderline. You should take some cholesterol pills. I'm like, there's some really bad side effects with some of the, you know, Lipitor, I think, is one of them. I don't know what the other ones are. And I don't know. But the new one that I had, I think, that I just got, like, last year or something, he was so irritated. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. It was the only time that I probably said, yeah, okay, give it to me. Because he just kept saying, like, no, I mean, you could have a stroke if you don't take these pills. I'm like, I've been hearing about my high cholesterol for 15, you know, after my stroke. Because when I had my stroke, a lot of people are kind of like, didn't really understand where it actually, you know, why it happened. But in any case, yeah, that cholesterol, that's a big one. Yeah, I don't know why they push that one so much.
Well, probably because they get paid for it.
Well, yeah, that too, and they know that if we give you something that you technically don't need, bing, bing, you get side effects. That means you know, you're our patient, you know, for life, and then, you know, now we can treat you with a whole bunch of more stuff because we gave you stuff because you took a pill.
Yeah.
You know how they would say, you know. But the side effects always be, you know, this or that, you know. It's like, yeah, well, okay, well, whatever. You know. I mean, obviously, I guess maybe some pills are beneficial. But, yeah, I'm definitely one that today, you know, I don't have a trust for all doctors.
And what's sad is that I don't have anything against going to a doctor except the fact that I know I'm going to be arguing with them, or I just have to let them talk and I say nothing because I don't want their advice. I don't want somebody to tell me how great metformin is. I don't want anybody to tell me how good a COVID gene therapy is.
Yeah.
So why am I going to go spend my money and waste my time on that?
No, I have heard, I can't remember who the individual that I was listening to on one of those podcasts, but there is some things that the metformin kind of does in the, I mean, again, you can do it naturally, but, you know, with foods and things like that, you know, natural, holistically and everything like that, but metformin's a big one. That's they do say it's really good for you. I've never taken that. I don't even think I've ever had a doctor that said, "Hey,
well, it's the number one diabetic insulin." However, the biggest side effect is that it totally ruins your kidneys. So temporarily, your blood sugar will go down in numbers. But it's you pay a price because you're going to liquefy your kidneys.
Mm.
Not over 2 weeks or a month or a year.
You're long term,
your
you don't.
In order to fix your blood sugar, and I'm not willing to sacrifice 5 to 8 years of my life so that I could temporarily fix my blood sugar when I can do it naturally.
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
So I grabbed a video that I grabbed the audio from, and I wanted to see this myself, so I'm going to learn something as we're talking here. This is the best herbs for blood pressure. So I have studied herbs for about 10 years because back in 2013 – I weighed 238 pounds, and this was in December of 2012, and I told them starting January 1st, 2013, that within 6 months, I'm going to be under 200 pounds. At my work, there was like four or five managers that were standing around. I was talking to them just to have conversations, and everybody laughed at me when I told them what I was going to do. So at the 4 month mark, I went out with the scale that everybody, that the team had a scale, because every so often they would do the Biggest Loser and stuff. And so I weighed on the scale and I was 196. And then at that point, after I proved them wrong and they laughed at me, I had all those fools doing detox smoothies.
Mm.
So, and eventually I got myself down to, I was comfortably in the 160s for years. So, and I'm 6'1".
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how tall are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty slim.
Yeah. So, now I'm, I just weighed myself a few days ago. I was at 187.
Okay. That's not a huge jump.
So, I'm just barely over the average mark. So, I don't want to say chunky, but I'm very slightly overweight by like maybe 5 pounds.
Hmm.
6'1",
yeah.
I'm supposed to be between 168 and 182.
Yeah, I'm at, technically 149. That's what I weighed in, so I'm happy to say I'm 149. But I'm trying to get down to 120. So I've got 30 pounds to go. Yeah.
So let me play this clip here. I have not heard it yet. I was just, because you said high blood pressure, I wanted to learn together here. And we'll see what herbs they recommend, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, and we have plenty other news to go over, but I like to talk shop here before we get started. So, and this is something we all can learn from here. So I'm going to play the clip now. It's about 5 minutes.
Which are the best herb of good for high blood pressure? High blood pressure or hypertension is a medical condition that is characterized by elevated blood pressure levels in the arteries. Due to the recent changes in blood pressure guidelines, it is estimated that about 50% of American adults will have high blood pressure. High blood pressure can lead to serious health consequences such as damage to the arterial walls, heart attack, stroke, kidney damage, and damage to the heart. Herbs have been used to treat medical conditions since ancient times. They are an integral part of naturopathic medicine, Chinese medicine, and a host of other alternative treatments. When using herbs to lower your blood pressure, it is important to remember that herbs can be powerful and are not always safe. In this video, I tell you what type of herbs are good for high blood pressure. Number 10. Celery seed. Celery seed is a terrific herb that can be used to add flavor to soups, casseroles, egg dishes, and stews. China has used celery seed for hundreds of years to treat high blood pressure, but you can actually juice the entire plant, leaves and all, and get the same effects. Celery is a known diuretic, which might be why it lowers blood pressure so effectively. Number 9. Cat's claw. Traditional Chinese medicine has used cat's claw to treat high blood pressure as well as neurological problems. Studies show that it can help reduce your blood pressure by acting on the calcium channels inside cells. Number 8. Flax seed. Flax seed is rich in omega-3 fatty acids and has been shown in some studies to lower blood pressure. A recent review suggested taking 30 to 50 grams of whole or ground seeds per day for more than 12 weeks to get the best benefits. Flax seed may protect against atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease by reducing serum cholesterol, improving glucose tolerance, and acting as an antioxidant. Number 7. Cardamom. This spice comes to use from India and is used quite often in the South Asian foods. It's easy to consume this tasty herb in your daily diet. One study found that subjects that ate powdered cardamom every day for several months had a significant reduction in their blood pressure. Number 6. Arjuna. Arjuna is another powerful herb for lowering high blood pressure. This herb accelerates the turnover of LDL, or low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, in the liver, so the so-called bad cholesterol is not oxidized in your blood vessels to form atherosclerotic plaque. Arjuna reduces the effects of stress and nervousness on the heart by reducing stress hormone production. It helps protect the inner lining of the blood vessels from damage from stress hormones. Number 5. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb, and it is one of the most popular Ayurvedic herbs, not just for lowering blood pressure, but also for reducing inflammation and stress. Adaptogenic herbs strengthen mind and body and increase the ability to handle physical and psychological stress. Number 4. Hawthorn. Hawthorn has been used in traditional Chinese medicine to help treat hypertension for thousands of years. More recently, clinical trials have shown that it works to lower blood pressure. Hawthorn's ability to do this is attributed to the flavonoids and oligomeric procyanidins, which are powerful antioxidants that have demonstrated positive influence on the cardiovascular system. Number 3. Basil. Basil may also help to naturally lower blood pressure levels. Preliminary research has found that eugenol, a chemical compound in basil, is effective at blocking substances that tighten blood vessels. This could help lower blood pressure, but more studies are needed to confirm this theory. Number 2. Garlic. Garlic has been used to help remedy a variety of cardiovascular conditions. The common thought is that it helps to increase nitric oxide production, which can relax muscles and improve vasodilation. According to several studies, garlic preparations have been effective at reducing blood pressure levels. The antioxidant and anti-hypertensive properties make garlic an excellent choice for high blood pressure patients. Number 1. Moringa. Moringa is one of the most recommended medicinal herbs in Ayurveda. While there are historical accounts of it being used for hypertensive patients, recent studies have concluded that moringa is beneficial for reducing blood pressure. Niacin A1, niacin B3, niacin A5, and niacin B10, the chemical compounds in moringa, are responsible for the positive effects on hypertension.
All right, I don't know if you learned anything from that, but that was there.
Yeah, I knew about some of them. I mean, garlic. Some of the other ones, I gotta be. I don't think I've ever heard of them.
So I would recommend also. They were talking about nitric oxide. So I know that Alex Jones on the InfoWarsStore.com has a really good nitric oxide. You could also look into beet powder. If you, I don't know if you're, if you like beets at all.
But you know, I tend to buy it all. I buy it on occasion, and it just sits there. Like I, you know, if I buy it, I better, you know, like try to make it that day because it sits and, yeah, don't use it. But yeah.
So, yeah. So I take this nitric oxide powder. I guess I can show you what it is that I get. So let me see real quick if I remember the website here. I'm looking right now. If not, it's in the kitchen. I can go get it. All right, that's not.
And what is it? Nitrin. What is it?
Nitric oxide.
Okay.
So I'll show you the one that Alex Jones has real quick from the InfoWars store, because I'm probably going to buy my next batch from there. But I've been doing a drink. And I'm going to do the pills next time around. Because
no,
I figured the drink was, I was looking for a drink powder. But now that I'm on the road to healing, I'm not exactly slowing down, but I could change up a little bit of what I'm doing. Because I wanted the immediate effect, because if you put your vitamins in liquid form, you're going to absorb more than if you're putting it in pill form. So I wanted to make sure my body was getting the most with the liquid form.
Okay.
So
now are you big on like protein? Are you big on protein drinks, or are you doing any of that? Or
I'm not a big protein drink guy. If they're made with stevia, then if there's no actual sugar, I'll take them. But a lot of the protein drinks might have 18 or 20 grams of sugar, and I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah, they're up there. I follow an individual, Slave City. Not sure if you ever heard of them. He's been around for about like 10 years. Talks about like clean eating and does a lot of hauls. At the store, what foods are better than the other, household names that we grew up with. But he just, I think like last year, he's been, producing and, he's got his own like protein drinks. He just, he's out there doing electrolytes, also did some of his pills. Like he's up there. I haven't decided if I'm going to purchase any of his products, but, when I look and compare, because his stuff is pretty pricey. But then again, some of the other competitors out there are just as pricey. And then when you look at, again, when you go down to the ingredients, they're like you mentioned, it's like sky high sugar. So it's like I can get a cup of sugar and, although I like the electrolytes, I could just put me some salt and some sugar if I wanted a boost. What kind of nutrients are you really giving me if that's all you're doing, But. That goes down to marketing. You got these companies, they stand by their marketing and they're on the shelves, they're everywhere, and it's what people know, and you get sucked in to find something that's, harming your body.
So, I'm trying to think of what else I do. I also do black seed oil.
Okay.
If you're familiar.
No. I have a friend. I think she does black seed oil. Now, is that easy to purchase, or do you have to go to are you buying this online, or do you go to like a particular store to get the black seed oil?
Well, you could get it on all the usual suspects online. I like to go to a local reputable vitamin shop. I don't do GNC. Okay. I have to do the mom and pop vitamin stores.
Sure.
So what else is new that we can go over?
The interesting thing, I was just reading an article in regards to the cultivated meat, lab-grown meat. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of a few things.
Yeah, so...
So I know, of course, Beyond Burger. I know the Impossible Burger. Lately, there's one that Bill Gates is putting together that is made with human DNA. So I don't know how that's going to turn out, because my interest level in eating human DNA is just like an introductory credit card rate, 0% interest for the next 5 years.
Bill Gates, what's he up to? Now that one I haven't heard. Now I did hear the lab grown. I believe another country out there, maybe Sweden or somewhere. I think they're already. It's already gone to market in that country, but they said it's coming here. They did say like the first time they attempted this, it cost 300 $1,000 to make a burger. What?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. That's insane. You know, but all of this because, you know, how, you know, oh, we can't hurt, you know, the cow and the cattle and,
we can't hurt the cows, but they want to eradicate all cows from the earth because they fart.
Yeah, because of the gases and the what it's doing to climate change. Like, everything always comes back down to climate change. It's kind of like, you know, I'm also
saving the
planet.
Yeah, but here's something, you're not going to believe me. But there are people that believe that we need to cut down all trees on Earth to fix climate change.
Oh, so we're going to say bye-bye to oxygen.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But at least by the year 2100, Earth's temperature will be down 0.3 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, three points. Okay.
So not 3 degrees, decimal point 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure that's going to...
Yeah, so instead of it being 70 degrees, it'll be 69.7. That's how we're going to save the Earth.
You know, and what I don't understand, and I don't know how that is in California. Well, and today, you know, you can't even, you know, with all this climate change, you know, they mess up. They do so much, you know, with putting, you know, the chemtrails and all this other stuff. You know, so, I mean, they've done enough of their own damage, anyone who keeps thinking it's all these other sources that, you know, ruining the planets, per se. But, it's just, you know, if you did something, you know, is it Bill Gates or who's the one, you know, he wants to cover the sun, if they haven't done it already. I don't even, you know, it's like, it's crazy. But anyways, with the global warming, so, like, I was going to say, like, I don't see any increase in temperature. I mean, I'm in Wisconsin, and we don't even see summer anymore. I mean, we definitely don't see spring. I mean, we're in, what is it? Are we in April? No. We got a couple days before April. You know, we're still in the 40s. It just snowed, like, 2 days ago, which isn't unheard of. I mean, we've had winters that it snows in April, you know, in late March. Not very common because it's usually February, and then by March it pretty tapes off unless you get a flurry. But we've gotten a couple snowstorms the past, several weeks. I also find it ironic, too, that it's every, I think the last, well, except the one that just happened on Saturday. The last three snowstorms we had, they were all on Thursday. Like, is that a coincidence? Like, that's, like, really, you know, kind of weird.
So normally in Las Vegas right now, the temperatures are in the low 80s. And we've had one day this year where it's hit 70 degrees so far. Last year, what was it, yesterday's temperature? Yesterday was 58 degrees for a high. In contrast, last year it was exactly 90 degrees on March 27th.
Wow, that's a huge decline.
Yeah, so this weekend we're finally going to see low 70s. I think there's one day scheduled where it might be 77, but that could change. But yeah,
but
in
usually
April.
Warmer,
yeah, it's usually much warmer. 77 might be somewhat normal.
Okay.
But if every day was
like
77, because we're supposed to have like a 6-week period normally where we don't have to use the heater or the air conditioner. And then it's on straight furnace for like 4 months. Where
okay.
90 degrees
and
up,
and if,
unless it might be 84 degrees with heavy rain every so often, but you're expecting 90 to 108 from the middle of April until like the middle of September.
Yeah, because I used to live in, I lived in Vegas for a couple of years, and I don't remember it ever. I mean.
Oh, I didn't know you lived in
Vegas.
Of
course. Like, yeah, it was back in the 90s, early 90s.
Okay.
And I moved out there when I was like, 17 up until like my early 20s or something. But, December, February. Yeah, sure. It was beautiful during the day, but, you know, at nighttime, sure. Like, you know, mostly everywhere, you know, the sun's down and it was chilly. But by February, it was definitely in the 80s, high 70s, 80s, give or take, you know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, in the hundreds, any 90s and hundreds after that, you know. Now, does it get into the over in the high 20s there, or is that still more like, you know, your August?
What do you, repeat that? You said 20s?
Like the temperatures, do they still get up there like, you know, high, you know, 21, 10 or something like that in August? Like, is August still the hottest month of the year, right? Typically, you know.
I don't know if it's July or August. I'd have to look at that, but. You might get it's over 115.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, those heat waves. Yeah, we haven't seen hundreds here in Milwaukee in quite some time. We've barely even hit 90s, which is pretty sad, you know. So, you know, if our weather picks up, let's say, sometime in May, we might get a real hot one in there in April for, like, 2 days or something. We're like, ooh, excited,
well,
you know, trying to wear the shorts.
At least you're not melting when you go see a Brewers game.
Yeah, true. The humidity is what's usually really bad here. You know what I mean? When our temperatures get up there, it's the humidity that shoots up that temperature, you know, which I'm not a fan of and, you know. But I'm wondering how the humidity will do in my body because obviously I've lost weight. So I know, well, with my health issues with the stroke and everything, heat was usually something I steered clear from because it was, I was always afraid to get like heat exhaustion or something like that. But again, now I don't really know if it was contributed to me slightly overweight or if it really was, you know, because I, you know, I'm a stroke survivor. So we'll see this year because obviously I've lost such a substantial amount of weight. But humidity is humidity, no matter. I don't think it matters what size you are. It is unbearable. Probably even more so if you have asthma.
Well, I'm glad I don't have any of that. This is the first health issue I've ever really had.
Now, and did it came sudden? Was there anything that you were, like, noticing and just kind of neglected?
Well, after I lost my weight, and I guess it's not really a secret, and I've talked about it here, but sometimes if I eat too much protein, then I end up going to the bathroom very violently. But outside of that, no, not really. Especially after I lost my weight, you would think that if somebody was 6'1", weighing 170 pounds, that they would pretty much have their diet under control.
Hmm. Now, do you do grass-fed meat, or do you do conventional meat?
I'll look at both. I'm not always a grass-fed. I guess it depends.
Okay.
The goal is to get grass-fed, but depending on what stores I'm going to that week, I might. Depending on if the quality is at least okay, I'll get the regular stuff, but I prefer to get grass-fed.
Mm, okay.
I guess it's like the produce sometimes when you might have conventional oranges 2 pounds for a dollar and the organic ones are $2.99 a pound. And if the price isn't that much more, maybe I'll gravitate towards the organic, but between 50 cents a pound for an orange versus $2.99 a pound, I would lean maybe the conventional because it has a peel or a rind and there would be less pesticides because that's on the outside.
Right.
But if the price point was maybe a 50 cent a pound difference or something close, I would get the organic. It just depends.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. There's one store, it's called Outpost, and they do, like, all their fruits and vegetables are organic. There might be one or, like, two fruits that pop out or something. Like an apple. Like, maybe there's one apple that I think that they used to work there.
Yeah.
It wasn't organic. But I find there isn't that many. I mean, there's only, like, three in, like, the state of Wisconsin or just here in general. Because they do sell a lot of local products from farms and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, that would be, like, my best bet. And it is pretty reasonable. Well, and the quality is so much superior than, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Pick and Save. And, you know, well, you probably don't have Pick and Save there. But, one of the other big box supermarkets. And then it's like, you know, the quality is just horrible. Of course, that's a hit and miss too. Even when you buy organic, you know it's not always the best. I've had strawberries sometimes like, wow, today is fabulous, and then the next day it's like, it tastes a little off. But
yeah, I've always been one of the. And I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I've always gravitated towards the weird exotic fruits that nobody has heard of.
Yeah, you have mentioned that. I know you mentioned a couple of them last time, and can't say I've had them or seen them for that
matter.
Yeah,
I found my favorite fruit ever this past weekend, but it was $9.99 a pound. Mangosteen.
Okay.
That's my favorite fruit ever. So.
And what is it? Mango.
Mangosteen, S-T-E-E-N.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with a mango.
Okay.
It's like comparing a grape to a grapefruit, which is nothing.
Opposite, though.
You could say that.
Yeah, I'm not big on fruits. I don't even think I care for mangoes, even in general.
Yeah, I eat most fruits. I don't know about all necessarily, but I'll eat almost any fruit. So, switching topics completely. Are you a TikTok person?
I fumble on TikTok here and there.
So there's a big debate on whether TikTok should be banned in the United States. That's been on and off for the past several years.
Yeah.
So there's talk that China is spying on whomever uses TikTok. But the other part of that is while China's spying, any social media company is spying on you for using whatever they have here in America.
Yeah, that's always something. You Google something and boom, it's all over your feed. I mean, that happens, even on, you know, with Facebook and stuff like that. So that's
you can get a 30-day ban like 4 seconds after you post something. I've done that before on Spybook.
Yeah, they've come after me a couple times, you know, with the warning. Do you want to like retract what you just said, or you know, we're taking you down? I'm like, for real? Oh my god. You know, and then if you spew that you're upset because of that happened, you know, or frame it in a certain manner that wasn't appropriate, or you know, and you get hit there too. It's like, you know, it's freedom of speech. It's like, you know, if I want to swear, if I want to throw some profanity, so be it. You know what I mean? But it's definitely not allowed.
So TikTok is the number one website in the United States for the past 2 years. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I mean, I know it's fairly popular. I mean, you know, right there and Instagram, but I didn't think it was the most. So it finds interesting. The more you want to take it down, the more popular it becomes. But I heard in, I want to say in Utah, I'm not sure if it passed or they're working on it because I don't live in Utah, or follow that whole issue with TikTok. But apparently, if you are under 18, you can't have social media.
Yeah.
Now, did that pass or is that in the works in Utah? I believe it's Utah.
I think it was Utah.
Hmm. Yeah, how are they supposed to censor if a 17-year-old decides to go on social media? Like, you know, I mean, that doesn't, that's ludicrous. I mean, that's just like Spybook, you know? I mean, you have to be 13 to be on there as well, but I mean, ooh, let's do the math. I mean, no one is verifying it or, you know, requesting documentation or, you know, mommy's permission. So I'm not sure how that's going to go about. But
yeah, I don't know how that gets figured out either.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of waste of time if you ask me, you know. I mean, parents definitely should probably pay attention more to what their kids are doing if they're going to give them something that has access to pornography and whatever. But, I mean, that's no different than today than, you know, when we were younger and internet wasn't around. You know, I mean, you know, Playboy magazine and all that kind of stuff. So as far as, you know, nudity or anything, or even television.
Yeah, so
as
far as this bill goes, this would give the United States government a lot of domestic surveillance power to the point where if you're caught watching something online that you the state does not approve of, that they could lock your computer from being usable. They could disable your phone because you watched something that questioned election results.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. But I mean, it isn't that far fetched. I mean, it sounds impossible, but.
Well, China's been doing that, so why can't somebody else do it? It's not impossible.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you would hope that it isn't, but, you know, I mean, just the whole TikTok thing, you know, I think the individual who created it, he was on he was on something. I don't know where he was, but I heard him talking. And they were asking him, well, do you have any, you know, how did the conversation go? Oh, I think he was just like, no, I won't have my kids go on TikTok. And that's like, oh, wow, you created something that's geared to children, you know, children or young folks or whatever. And then he's like, no, my kids are not even of age, it's, you know, because they're six and eight, I think, you know, if they were in the United States, because you have to be over 13. But he, you know, was like, oh, God, no, I would never allow my children to have any access or partake in that. But you know that.
Yeah, so this is Senate Bill 686 for anybody that wants to look at it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, with that, you know, all that face recognition, and, you know, I'm kind of guilty. I'm sure I've done a filter or two in my time, you know, just scanning to do, you know, just to get your profile. So, you know, you kind of wonder, was that the plan all along? You know, let's get the United States, let's have everybody scan their face recognition, and, you know, boom, we got you. Now, do you ever go on there, or do you, you know, no interest?
Well, I've been on TikTok because I don't use TikTok necessarily, but Barefoot is Legal has a TikTok, and because I don't have a cell phone, the phone use is very limited. I could watch videos, and I could ban people, and I could take content down, but I can't upload anything. And I can't put comments on other people's stuff, including my own page that someone else uploaded a video. I can't comment on it. All I could do is upload and ban people and watch.
Okay.
So I don't really use it because I can't use it. But my thought is that if you're going to take TikTok down because of spying, what are these other companies doing? Why do they get a free pass? Just because they say that they were born in America, which they a lot of their money comes from other nations anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand the concept behind that one. I mean, I know that's been a going around for quite some time. I mean, I think even, I mean, I know it was, I thought it was shut down like at one time for like a day or something, you know, everybody like panicked, like, I can't get on, like, what's going on? Well, that's happened like probably through, you know, some of the social platforms, but yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you always have to look, though, when the government wants to get involved in something, what's the ulterior motive? And it's, if they just wanted TikTok to be shut down, then they would just shut TikTok down. They wouldn't be creating bills to add stuff to it.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, they're always behind something, but, you know, if people don't speculate that there's an issue. They just think that this is just, you know, normal to proceed in that manner.
Yeah. So, not only that, but there's, and this goes without saying, but now basically anything that you might do is racist. They say keeping a clean house is racist. Drinking coffee is racist. Yeah, it's like they just make up stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of being told everything I do is wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was watching The Bachelor. I was flipping between this current season and the last season. Well, you know, the individual, the host, I can't recall his name, but, you know, he got fired from hosting The Bachelor because he kind of supported the other young lady who said she was blackfacing or something, or I don't know what she did. She did something racist, which I found no racism in the matter whatsoever. But because he kind of defended her, he went down because of it. But anyway, so like I said, I was watching the show or one of the clips or something, and another young lady had to confess, apologize, and everything else for something that she did several years ago because she commented about something on racism. Like, how far back do you have to go to do that? Like, that's just, you know, like, so you're going to call someone a racist and have them, you know, retract and apologize and everything else because they said something years ago? And it really probably wasn't even on the basis of racism.
Here's the way it works.
Racism, but they...
If somebody brings a watermelon to the office, if you say, I hate watermelon, that's racist. But if you like watermelon, then you're culturally misappropriating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's how it goes.
So you don't win either way.
Too much correctness. Or even when you hear people, like, is that even, you know, politically correct or what? You know, it's just, oh, my God.
Yeah, and I just refuse to get involved.
Yeah, that's just, well, you know, it's just like, you know, they're everything. There's so much changing. You know, I even know, like, this is not on, like, on the topic of racism, but as far as, like, gender, you know, before it was either you're a male or female, and today, are you other or don't wish to identify or disclose or however they phrase it? It's like, huh? Like,
is some of that coming back, though, after this Nashville shooter yesterday?
Oh, that's right. I heard briefly of it. I didn't hear the full scope of it. I was at an appointment. I meant to follow back up on that. Where was the shooting?
In Nashville at a Christian school.
Oh.
And okay. The sad thing is that everybody on the left is more upset that people are misgendering this trans person. Because they're giving this person a he or a she when they, because they're a trans, that they would probably be preferred pronouning as they or them. And so that's the important issue, is that dumb Republicans are not representing this person's proper pronoun.
That's crazy. I mean, I was a big part of, like, the gay community, not myself gay, but, you know, individuals that I knew and, you know, my clubbing days.
Yeah.
And I swear, I don't remember anyone ever been like, hey, I need to be this or I need to be called that or be offended in any way. You know, either they were in drag because they liked it, or they were wanted to be, you know, or the male wanted to be a woman, but they never outraged in any way if you questioned, like, what they were doing, you know, because obviously that was new to me. And I had to have been in, you know, my late teens, early 20s. So, you know, some 30 years ago. But no one ever just was like, yeah, you know, whatever, you know, this is what I am, you know, trying to figure it out. And that was it. And you go on your business, you know. And if you didn't want to be a part of that world, well, then you just don't go, you know. But it wouldn't, you know, I don't get it. So what's your take on the whole drag queen and
Well, let me preface that, and I'm hoping I get to that. You might have to prompt me again, because I had this whole thought on the LGBTQP+ community, where if somebody says they're gay, I don't have any issue. Go do your thing. But it went from, hey, I'm gay and I want to date the person in my same gender, and if you want to get married, I don't have an issue with that. I have an issue with the grooming. And when there's people that say everybody should be gay, and there's people that want to ban heterosexual marriage, and when they're going after the kids and saying that all kids should get gender reassignment surgeries, when does it stop?
I guess it doesn't.
Because we allowed an inch where we didn't have an issue as consenting adults. What people do with their lives is their own business, and that turns into, well, I need to ban your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's, in my opinion, that might be why people had such an issue with it in the past, because nobody should be telling other adults what to do, and you especially should not be forcing your whims on what you like to do and sleep with. You should not be forcing that on other children, especially. You should not be growing up, if you were a he that became a she and you had a child, just because you, at age 31, that had a 7-year-old boy, decided that you wanted to go weenie whacking and become a girl, does not mean that your 7-year-old wants to do the same. And it just feels like we're being force-fed into that as part of the transhumanist movement. And I just feel personally that what you do as an adult is you as an adult, and you promoting it to other children, and I don't like seeing it promoted on TV. Like, and I've said this before plenty of times, where if you watch The Voice, as an example, if there's a singer, just a regular run-of-the-mill singer that looks like you or me, they will talk about their favorite singers, their musical background, where they grew up, what kind of music they like to make. But if the person is gay, you spend 4 minutes learning about them and their partner, talking about how hard it is to live as a gay person. You don't hear about the music. You hear about their gay lifestyle, and I just don't think that's fair. I want to see the music. I don't want to know what people do in their background. I want to know if you can sing. And to some people, because I say that, I'm a gayophobe or something. And it has nothing to do with that. It's just I want to see the show for what it is, and I don't want it to be force-fed. What you do with your private life is your private life. And if it comes up in a normal conversation like you and I are talking, and you said, hey, I was out with my girlfriend last week and we found this new organic restaurant, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. But I don't want to know what you guys did in your bedroom.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's certain things that don't get talked about in public. And I don't want to hear what private parts you like to lick or stuff like that. I just want to know that you went to a cool organic restaurant
with your girlfriend, wife, whatever, and you talk about what you ate there and what you did. I don't want to know. I want the restaurant that you just went to be the important focus of the conversation, not that you had an outing with someone in your same gender and you hugged and kissed all night. There's a difference.
Okay. No, totally agree.
And I think personally that's where the average person is, but it just seems like we're being sold that you better come to this lifestyle.
Well, and that's, you know, it's like I want to give them, it can kind of be flipped a little bit because I could see how they want to be included in everything. And obviously, you know, it's in the movies, it's in TV shows, it's everywhere. But again, to what degree? Because it always comes back down to some kind of sexual something. You know what I mean? Because I know when there's a straight couple, a heterosexual couple, I don't really know how to explain it, especially when you see it on the big screen. You know, when you're in a movie theater and the movie is literally supposed to be about, I don't know, I'm just going off a little bit. You know, it's about, you know, a man finding a dog, and before you know it, it's a gay couple, and their sexuality. So it always comes
right
back to that. I've seen a lot of movies, you know, and it's just like, wait a minute, how do we get there? Because that, first of all, wasn't even part of like the storyline. Not to say that I probably wouldn't go see it because of that, but it's like that's like a big part of it. I mean, We went through a time where if you were going to watch like a rated R movie and it was violence, nudity, or something, I don't know, should that be somewhat included? Because if you're still talking about sexuality, but yet in a different format, you know.
Yeah, well, why do we have pornography for 5-year-olds that you can't show on TV, but it's okay for 5-year-olds?
This is true. Well, you know, and there was a lady that was speaking the other day. She was brilliant. I believe she was speaking at the school board, and she was just, you know, she just kept saying, you know, they're just getting younger and younger to groom our children, and it's just blatantly out there, and they find it to be acceptable.
So there was an issue that was brought to my attention a few years ago when the Drag Queen Story Times first started coming out. This was in Minneapolis, and my co-host at the time actually knew where the library was. And so this library, they had a... Well, let's just say a drag queen, because I was trying to find the right gender to discuss. And while they were reading, they had they wore a mini skirt, and they had their legs completely open the whole time. So people, while they're reading and showing pictures, if you look up, you have a full view of some junk. And when people complained, the librarian said that was freedom of speech. However, when somebody is sitting at a table reading a book and they take their toes out of the flip-flop strap, they are yelled at because that's offensive. Same library within an hour.
Huh. Yeah, we definitely have gone far past, you know, where, well, yeah, it's just, I don't even know. It's just like, I don't even know how, but like you said, you give an inch and here we are, you know. And how far is it going to go?
Well, obviously, if you're a drag queen, you could show your junk now to people, and that's perfectly okay. But if you're wearing a flip-flop while sitting at a library and put your toes directly over the little strap, then that gets offensive for people. Like, who doesn't do that when they're wearing flip-flops? But apparently that's more offensive than showing junk to seven-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, they do definitely, yeah, the barefoot does. There is a stigma.
Well, that's...
Or just
not an acceptance.
Not an acceptance. You know, obviously, it's just... But...
Yeah, but why is that so offensive? You're showing 99.9% of your foot, but if you show 100%, then the same people get offended.
Well, you know, I guess it's just suggestion of what they considered inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but showing a penis is appropriate, though.
Well, it is today. Apparently, it's very appropriate today.
But we don't hear any stories of a female wanting to pretend to be a male and showing their stuff out there.
Right.
They're not saying, I'm going to wear a kilt and everybody's going to look at my junk. You don't see females dressing up as men doing drag queen story time or drag king story time, do you?
No, not as yet. I have heard it's out there, but it's not readily available at your new library or school. No, that hasn't hit the mainstream as of yet. But but you know, with all this, I don't even know, transgender. Male, female, later changing. Who knows? I mean, even some of the terminology, I can't even keep up. Because it's not even bisexual and gay anymore. I mean, what are some of the other pronouns? I don't even know.
But I am happy though that the international, is it the International Olympics or the International? I forget what it's called, but it has to do with international and sports. They've banned the Leah Thomases of the world. Like, when you have junk, you can't compete against women. So
yeah,
you can't have a guy who was ranked 400th in the world in cycling, and then they get to compete against women and finish first. You don't have that anymore in international sports competitions.
And that's good, because that's just ridiculous. And who's to say, you know, and the thing is the length of what some people will do. You know, I mean, I've heard of the stories of, you know, the young boy that identifies himself as a chick, and he's in the girl's bathroom, but yet he's molesting and trying to, you know, molest and rape, you know, females. Like, what are you doing? And they get a pass. They just say, oh, okay, well, you're banned from this school, and then you can go do it on to another school. I mean, you can't say you're one or the other, or use it for harm, I guess. You know what I mean? It's just, we keep pushing the envelope. Well, not we per se, but you know, they just keep it. It just keeps getting pushed, and you know, the boundaries, we've lost boundaries.
So, I don't know if you heard about this story, and I forget what airport this was at, but there was one of those trans people, we'll leave it at that. They were trying to go through the TSA. They declared themselves a woman, and the TSA, the female TSA agent, he claims that the TSA agent, she grabbed her testicles.
Oh,
and was complaining that she had her testicles groped a little too hard. Because the TSA agent said, "What's in your pants?" And she said, "That's a penis." And so she had to verify, because you can't identify as a woman going on an airplane and having some stuff in your pocket.
Well, they do. Well, they have to do their job. I mean, obviously, I mean, I've been through security, and not always, but you know, they're not always very handsy, but you know, that's a position they have to hold. And but yeah, they're just always just trying to come up with a reason to always feel like they're just being targeted or being a, I don't know, I don't want to say offended, but just that they're being wrong when, you know, they just...
Well, we've gone from having it be considered taboo to, hey, go do your thing, it's normal, to they're the superior human beings because they sleep with the same gender. And so that's where the issue lies, is that they went from being in the closet to being normalized to now they're the cream of the crop.
But like you said, they wanted so much. They didn't like or felt that they weren't being included in everything as far as like the gay marriages, you know. I don't know if gay marriage is acceptable in all the states. I don't know, but
it is.
Yeah, and then
it's acceptable
now in
every state.
Okay. Yeah, so, and then, and here we are, and I'm not even sure what they're demanding. I mean, is this like some kind of respect, or, I don't even know. I don't even think they know, to be honest with you, because they're not really, I don't really think, you know, some of these people, I just think they're just wannabes. I don't even think they really have any psychological or bearing on what gender they are, you know, because I do believe that some people, you know, can possibly be born one identity versus the other, but I just think some of the other people just are just using it as, because they're just kind of like a nobody, and they're like, hey, I'm going to be accepted because I'm a trans, or I, again, I don't know all the pronouns, but yeah. Mommy issues. Can we say they got some mommy issues? But, you know, again, it's not really just the individual itself. It's how, when you got, you know, our president, you know, backing this up, that's, you know, or like you mentioned with the shooting, that was the main focus. That's what's that?
Oh, I don't know if you saw this, but when Brandon came out to speak about that, the first thing he tried to do was say some jokes about him eating ice cream.
Oh, geez.
Nobody was impressed at all.
Yeah, I try to stay away from his clowning. But, you know, he's the man of the hour, right? He claims to be running the show.
Well, the globalists don't want him to run again.
Do they have someone new in line? Handle the pass the torch?
Well, they're thinking about Governor Grusom in California.
Okay.
Or they might want Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Oh, that's a good catch.
We all love
Michael.
Yeah, everybody loves Big Mike. But they know that Brandon's a joke and the whole world is mocking him. So they want somebody that's less mockable.
Well, they put up the shenanigans. How many years has it been already?
Well, we still got a year and 9.5 months.
Okay, so just shy of two.
Unless he wins again.
You know, but in 2 years, they still have many people convinced he's just. Yeah, he's done no wrong.
I don't think anybody believes that. Even a lot of Democrat voters just are face-palming.
Well, I've had some conversations with some individuals, and they're just like, well, you know, what can he do? You know, as far as like inflation and things like that, and they gave him a pass. They're like, oh, you know, it's just the way it has to be. Like, are you okay with the situation? They're like, no, but you know, there's just nothing he can do. That's just, we just have to keep moving forward. Oh yeah, they're completely oblivious of what's going on. I mean, there's not that. Hopefully, the individual I spoke to, there isn't too many people who, you know, who have that thought process. But to think that there isn't anything we can do and, you know, we just now have to roll over and accept all this, well, I don't see any much of it going back. But, you know, we can hope.
So let me do this, too, because, I don't think I uploaded it. I'm going to have to wait a minute here. All right, let me upload the latest Broccoli Man here. I just realized I didn't upload it. So... yeah, if you have another topic real quick, I'm setting this up so that we could watch a video. And then after the video, we're going to play our commercials. That's you, Bridget.
No, I don't have anything really kind of... you know, another topic off the top of my head.
Okay, so did you see that they're trying to pull a fast one with this new John Fetter woman?
No.
So, hold on, I gotta play this.
My name is John Fetterwoman. And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No.
Yeah, whenever we talk about John Fetterwoman, we always have to play the fact that he said literally last year before he got elected that the Eagles are much better than the Eagles. So anyway, since he got elected or selected, whichever way you look at it, when he was sworn into office, he's been basically in a psych ward since he was elected.
He's been in a what?
They're passing off a completely different person trying to say that that's him. And they don't even look alike. So let me see if this is up yet.
Okay. Wait, you're going to upload it?
No, I was looking for the Broccoli Man.
Okay.
Oops. There we go. Okay, so let me drop a link on you so we could watch it together. I don't think you've seen this character yet. This is the factor. This is the fact checker that likes to put people in social media jail and occasionally the actual real jail. So when you have it pulled up and ready to go, let me know and then I'll count down and we'll push the button together.
Okay. I'm all set.
Okay. So we'll count down here. So if you're looking on Rumble, it's called Broccoli Man Sets the Truth Free featuring The Factor. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Broccoli's talk. You need to go back into social media jail. You are telling too much truth. You are spreading too much misinformation and disinformation. You are also permeating hate speech.
Do what?
You shared the wrong information about January 6th. You are going against our narrative that it was more deadly than every world war ever on Earth. We need to ban you for 90 days for your hate speech.
Please tell me how sharing the truth with live video means it is hate speech. Maybe you do not know the definition of what hate speech is.
You something struck her. Of course I know what hate speech is. I am a person of color and you are not. You showed a video showing the Capitol building was opened from the inside. That was false information. People stormed the building and opened the doors. Why did you lie?
You mean the doors that have no way of being opened from the outside and the police opened the doors themselves?
Yes. And you also told the world that the Q shaman was peaceful and was led around by the police in the building. They showed him all the doors and opened them. You even showed a picture of him saying a prayer with the police. Why did you have to show so much violence on your social media?
Where was the violence at then? He had no weapons and was escorted by the police. The police showed him everything and gave him a tour of the building. Then he prayed with the cops.
That is false. He murdered those police officers. Also, after he murdered the officers, that prayer he said with those cops he killed and they opened doors for him, that was more violent than anything Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot, and Joseph Stalin ever did combined. and here you are telling the public like we authorized you to do so.
Please tell me how saying a prayer with police is the worst thing ever anyone has done? And if he killed the police, then why did the same police he allegedly murdered walk around with him and open doors for him?
You also were unfairly targeting Ray Epps. You showed many videos of him telling people to storm the Capitol and creating violence. Why are you going after our paid provocateurs? Ray Epps will never harm a Democrat voter.
Look. The video surveillance does not lie. He should be arrested for inciting violence.
That is it. He is going to sue you for not taking down the videos and apologizing publicly for sharing this information out. You are also going to be sued by Brandon's son Hunter for showing evidence of him doing things with children that we cannot allow on television or social media. They can only see at drag queen story times and in their kindergarten classrooms.
Why does the government agencies have to pay people like Ray Epps to promote violence? Yet you are targeting parents as domestic criminals for standing up for their own children's education at school board meetings. And why is it okay to show kids X-rated material in schools and make the students touch themselves inappropriately in the classroom or else they fail the class and have to get their parents in for a parent-teacher conference?
I cannot take your racism anymore. You are a fascist. Plus you are extra racist for not allowing grown men who identify as women dressed in miniskirts to show their penises to the children. We need children to be present and be groomed at our drag queen story times.
It is one thing for a man wearing a dress to read to kids. But why is it so important for them to show their junks, do lap dances on the kids, and many of them do not even read books?
Oh my gosh, Broccoli's talk. You need to put your hate speech away right now or else we will have to bring you to that FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist. And you are extra dextrous, extra racist for not promoting the gene therapies. You told everyone there are side effects to them. That is false information. They are safe and effective.
If they are so safe, then why does the former CDC director even say they are not safe?
Because he is also telling false information, misinformation and disinformation.
Help me understand. What is the difference between misinformation, disinformation, and false information?
You are something, Ducker. That's why. The COVID gene therapies are the safest gene therapies ever. Just ask Dr. Tedros from the World Health Organization or Dr. Frati. You should listen to them because they are doctors. You should also listen to Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
People have been dying all over the place and having myocarditis or heart attacks right after getting the gene therapies.
That is false. They are dying because they are reading false information online or doing too much exercise. There are many reasons why people are suddenly dying after getting a gene therapy. We do not know exactly why people die after getting a gene therapy. But it is definitely not from the gene therapy.
If you do not know what is causing the myocarditis or heart attacks, then how do you know it is not from the gene therapies?
Because if people do any research, they will not get any gene therapies. It is considered liberal and factual information that everyone needs to get a gene therapy so our Earth can have depopulation take place. Without gene therapies, we would not be able to have less people living on Earth.
Why is it that elites can decide to kill people by gene therapies, and that is perfectly legal?
Because they pay for almost all of the commercials on TV and keep many companies still in business. Without their money, they would no longer be in business.
Hey everyone. Do not be listening and believing to the globalist agenda. You need to not watch fake news. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.com from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to Freedomizer Radio and click on the Listen Live button.
That is it, Broccoli's Talk. You are coming with me. You are going straight to the FEMA camp. That definitely does not exist. You need to learn how to not give out information that our liberal media does not agree with. You are waking up too many people by sharing information we do not approve of you sharing. For shame, Broccoli's Talk.
All right, so that was an episode. I hope it was okay. Did I make you fall asleep? Was it that bad? All right. I think I scared off my co-host. All right.
Oh,
so with that,
I'm here. I had it on mute.
All right. So it wasn't that terrible then.
Oh no, it was good. I think you you kind of nailed it. You covered it all. It's impressive that you like the scope of everything that you put in that little short amount of video. Pretty cool.
You know what? There's another video. Maybe I can sneak this one out. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. I'm going to try to sneak this one out before we take a timeout, but I do have to play some commercials here.
All righty.
So if you want to see nailing it, I like this one. This one is called Mike Tries to Get Pregnant. So when you're ready, let me know.
Okay. Give it a roll.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, doctor. I have been waiting for months to get my pap smear, and I also need help to get pregnant.
We want to have a baby non-binary child who can enjoy the future of a one-world global government.
So, you and your girlfriend are trying to get pregnant?
You racist and genderist. How dare you call us by our gender?
I hope you lose your business license. You should not be calling us anything but our name. My pronouns are they and them.
I am also a they and them. I am so mad I could punch something.
Oaksa, so you want some male sexual enhancers for your hole puncture?
Look, you need to knock it off by assuming my gender. We're not Trump supporters. My birthing partner and I, we do not believe in gender. She hates gender even more than I do. Oh no.
How dare you call me a she? You know better than to call me by gender. When we get out of here, you're so getting abused. You need to stop treating me like a something ducker.
Mike, if you want, young lady, come up here and sit down. I can take a look at both of you.
Are you making fun of my birthing partner? My girlfriend is a great person and I love her.
I've been done told you. Stop calling me a female pronoun. I'm a they/them. You are not supporting me. All you care about is yourself.
It's soaked, Mom. Your boyfriend is a very nice, upstanding young man.
Just stop making fun of our genders and please just do my pap smear. My birthing partner needs to help me get pregnant. She has been trying to get me pregnant for months of here. What have I done?
That's it. When we get upwards of here, I am so bunching you in your front hole.
Okay, Mike. I need you to remove your pants so if I can inspect your hole puncture.
What are you going to do to my front hole?
If you want to get your girlfriend pregnant, I need to see your hole puncture. Then I can help you get her pregnant with a beautiful boy or girl.
You need to lose your license. How dare you tell us to have a boy or girl? Just get out of my face and go get a real doctor.
You are the most racist and sexist doctor ever. How can you stand there and tell us to have a boy or a girl?
Why are you yelling at me? You came here wanting to have a baby together. I just said that I can help you develop a boy or a girl.
There are over 1,000 genders. It is not your place to say we are only allowed to have one or two genders.
Look, you racist piece of trash. Just do this pap smear and help him with a plan to get pregnant. I want to help them get pregnant.
You want to help them get pregnant? Where is them? I only see him.
That is not a him. That is a them. The pronouns are they and them.
So, how do you want me to do a pap smear on him? He has a hole puncher.
Looking at you something something duker, I'm going to say this one last time. Them is my birthing partner. My birthing partner wants to get me pregnant. I am having a hard time getting pregnant. Can you please stop being genderist and tell me how she can get me pregnant? No. I'm making a genderist fool of myself. I called her a she again. I'm so sorry. I need to stop being a stupid proof negative listener and quit using my whiteness as a virtue signaling weapon.
Doctor, you are causing us emotional trouble. We are going to need safe spaces after this visit. Instead of helping us, you are being the most offensive person ever.
Sir, you do not have the proper body parts to get pregnant. You cannot get pregnant. Hole punctures have sperms. Sperms travel to mate with eggs. Eggs cannot move to the sperms. Where do you expect a baby boy or girl to come out if you did get pregnant?
I can get a C-section just like everyone else.
I would like to help you. Unfortunately, you do not have the proper body parts to conceive a child inside your body. I am afraid you do not have the womb.
You have not even checked my ovaries or cervix. Why are you being so racist and genderist? Please just do my pap, sir.
How do you expect me to check out the front hole and lady parts? You have a hole puncher. There is not the right bosy parts to get a pap smear. I cannot check your ovaries. You do not have ovaries on your person.
We are suing you for not wanting to help us. We have been on this mug because you refused to help them get pregnant. You also refused to do his pap smear and look at them's ovaries.
I cannot do this anymore. Okay, that is it. We are done here. You are still paying for this office visit. My apologies. But I do not know how to speak millennial.
That's it. We are hiring Lionel Hutz to sue this evil white racist and male chauvinist degenerate for millions of dollars. They just violated the Hippocratic Oath.
You do not need a gynecologist. You need a psychiatrist. Do not call me a... I am not to the...
I don't know what happened to the audio here.
Yeah, I am like, what? That's a weird
just
ending.
One person. You millennials are so brainwashed.
You are too cisgendered to be a doctor. You are too old to understand science. We are going to own your joint soon, you cisgendered old coot. We know more about science than you do. We've been a see you just like the guy that refused to bake the gay wedding cake.
We are calling the newspaper and CNN. We are also going to tell everyone at Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology about this experience. Everyone at SHIT is going to protest you forever. I hope you enjoy your last day working here. Black Lives Matter and Antifa will be up here to huff and puff and blow your house down. We tried to work with you. Now you will pay the price. Cancel culture gets very expensive.
All right, so I hope you understood that episode, and I hope it was okay.
Yeah, that one was good, too. So, now, what do you do like one a week for sure, right, typically?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I've only missed one or two this year because I was in the hospital. Other than that, I haven't missed an episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I enjoy them.
So I'm hoping that other people enjoy them. I've had one comment on a post since September, so it's been 6 months and I've had only one comment, so I'm not hitting the right target, I guess. But
what's the length that you normally have on them? Do you have like a spec of length that you go for, or you just kind of go for it?
Usually six to 8 minutes.
Okay.
just enough so it covers a segment here on the show. Because after 10 minutes, it gets old and long.
Yeah. Yeah,
not
most
saying
people
I would
don't
never
have
do anything bigger, but that's where I end up.
Yeah, most people don't have a long attention span.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and take that commercial break that we have to take. So I'm going to get some of our sponsors out here, and we'll come back in a few minutes, and we'll wrap up and take some calls if there are any, and we'll do it up. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a corner.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this scene for so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're sitting.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. As since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip, I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luckers who will let us get away with it.
All right, we are back. Proof is here. We have Bridget as well joining us. So Bridget, well, I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to go over, but I had something I wanted to jump into real quick, first thing here, if you're back.
Sure, yep, I'm here.
So there are companies such as Panera Bread that are wanting to go a little bit further now with the cashless society and giving loyalty points and rewards for doing so. Panera Bread is going to introduce palm scanners in April, so it will store your biometric data. So whenever you go to Panera, you could scan your palm and you'll get extra discounts or you'll get rewards because you scanned your palm.
Really?
And there are other companies that are going to start doing this as well.
And how do they do that? They scan your hand or something?
Yeah, they have a device where you scan your hand and it will read you. And if you allow them to do that, then you'll get extra points on a loyalty program.
Wow. Well, sign me up. No.
But you know there's going to be a lot of people that do.
Yeah, probably anything to save a buck. Or a penny.
Yeah,
there was a time I was...
Definitely not my thing.
Yeah, no, I'll pass on that one. You know, there was a time that I was fascinated by sci-fi and the technology and, you know, where things would lead, you know, when I was, you know, prior going into high school. Now, granted, there's advantages to some of the technology, but the way some of the technology is wanting us to lead, yeah, I'm not particularly fond of it.
Well, I know that in July, the Federal Reserve is going to start their FedNow program with businesses to try and show how good the having a cashless society is. And they'll introduce their FedCoin. So my thought process here is that this is going to fail spectacularly. Not many people will be interested. So what they'll do is they'll create a false flag attack. This way they could try and show the dangers of cash and to make everybody get into the cashless society. So they'll, just like the TSA scanners, nobody wanted them in the beginning. So they create an event and then guess what? Every airport now has it. So
yeah.
that's just what I think.
Are you big on cash? I mean, do you do a lot of transactions by cash, or do you use a lot of, you know, plastic?
I'm
combo?
50-50, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to use a card, but at the same time, I prefer to use cash.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not, you know, sometimes when I kind of fear of, you know, what lies ahead, I'm like, oh, dang, well, I don't use cash very often, you know. I mean, I probably could. I think maybe a good portion of my reasons not carrying cash is because I had a little one and, you know, I didn't want to, like, hey, wait a minute, did he take a 20, you know. Of course, I was the one spending it, you know, but it was so easy for him to, you know, take my money. Of course, he's a little grown now. He's, you know, he's not taking from mommy anymore. But, I mean, that was one of my reasons. One, it's easier to track, at least for me, I think, sometimes. That's why I do plastic. I mean, I'll do a shopping escapade and then be like, where did my money go? But, you know, when I see it in my transactions, I'm like, oh, okay, now I know where my, you know, I just think I can keep track of it a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm not going to say where I keep it or anything, but just in case there is a banking holiday, I do have some money saved. So if I have to use cash only because the bank is down, I'm able to go on for a little bit. And then I have some silver and I have cryptocurrency.
Okay. I need to invest in those. But you're absolutely right.
Hey, whenever you're ready
maybe
to do cryptocurrency, let me know. I'll show you how to get involved.
Sure, definitely. Well, I did it many years ago, but then I was just saying, I did it a couple of years ago, but then I backed out. But I didn't continue, you know, following up on it. And but it is crucial to have cash. I mean, whether you use it or not, it is very important to have a stash. You know, I mean, I know, like, not experience because I technically didn't live there, but you know, when you know, my family members in Puerto Rico, you know, we're out of electricity and just, you know, you couldn't even buy a, you know, a gallon of water if you didn't have cash. It's alarming. You know, you can't survive if you didn't have some cash. Many people don't trust the bank, so I'm sure. Well, I know my family did pretty well because they all had cash at their house, so you know. But it is a practice that we should have, because you never know when there may be a banking day.
And during that time, if there's a banking holiday, you better believe they're setting up the cashless currency to be the thing.
Yeah, I don't want someone to completely have access to, well, you know, and maybe that is the initiative, get everyone to go that route and whoop, blackout, and wipe you out, and there's no history of what you had,
or you post the wrong thing and then you have no money. Or your bank account is banned for 30 days.
Yeah. It's, all realities. I mean, that even happens with, sell transactions. Well, Bitcoin, too, obviously you can't track it. But, you do a sell transfer or something like that. And I know my son sent me money one time because I had changed my phone number and he didn't pay attention. Luckily, it wasn't a great sum of money, and he was able to cancel it and got the money back. But even in cell, they say, if you send it, tough luck. Like, we can't do nothing about it. And there should be some kind of protection if you make an error or send money to someone. I mean, they see the history, the activity's there. Like, why can't you, if you were to make an error? I don't know if, what's the other app, Cash App, and I don't know if Venmo's the same way, but yeah, I don't know if they operate in the same way.
So,
I guess.
If you wanted to get involved in the crypto, I recommend starting out with $100. Just enough so that if you have to buy something, at least you can buy something if there is a cash holiday.
Okay.
Because a lot of businesses will take cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin. And if Bitcoin is the going money, if there's a 30-day banking holiday like there was a few months ago in India, you better believe that Bitcoin will be more expensive then, because if there's no digital transactions, that people will be using something.
Right.
So let me know, and I'll help you get started.
What's the Bitcoin going now?
I'll look. I don't have it memorized, so I have to look.
Oh, okay. Well, and it fluctuates a little bit on a daily, doesn't
right.
it, as well?
Yes. Yeah, so right now it's at about 27,385.
Okay.
But a year and a half to 2 years ago, it was worth about 65,000.
Yeah,
but
I put it in.
About 3 years ago, it was worth about 17,000.
And how much was it a year and a half ago?
About 65,000.
Okay. And today it's half that?
27,385.
Okay. So a little less than half.
But then there's other cryptocurrencies that you can learn about.
Yeah, some of the other ones.
Ethereum is
big. I don't know. Okay. Now, do you ever take it out, or do you completely just kind of keep it in there?
I've used it a couple of times for transactions, but I've never taken a penny out and put it back in my pocket.
Okay. Now, how many years have you been doing that for?
The end of 2020.
Okay. So in 2020 is kind of when I did it. But I had a lot of, I had like, I started with like 1,000. So I was, I didn't know much about it. And I was, you know, paranoid. That's like, you know, a lot of money for me. So I was like, no, I'm taking it out. But, you know, 100, I guess, is a little more,
see,
know,
but I'm looking
okay
at it more like I'm not worried about getting filthy rich. I'm just worried about if the economy collapses, can I
sure.
can I get out of town if I have to?
Right. No, I get it. I didn't think of that in that concept. I know you explained that in the beginning. But it yeah, it is something to consider because you just never know.
Because the day is going to happen where there is going to be a banking holiday. It's just we don't know when it's going to be. They're not going to tell us because if we knew, then they would be worried that we would try to get ahead of it, and they don't want that. They want everybody to be screwed.
Right, yeah. Can't be prepared for anything.
Yeah,
can't
so
have any advantages.
So I follow.
Yeah, coins are
I'm involved in a lot of other stuff too, though. Like, I've been into the baseball card market all my life.
Oh, okay.
And that has gone up a lot more than any other currency out there, actually.
Really?
If you know what you're doing, you can do decent on sports collectibles.
Mm.
I know how to buy something for a quarter and sell it for $8 to $10.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw somebody lost an entire booklet once. It was like a 200-page something. I don't know what we did with it, but and it was nothing but baseball cards in the entire book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what we did with it. I don't know if we sold it or. Yeah. Kind of wish I still had my hands on that. And what happened to those days where police officers used to pass out baseball cards?
Oh, like police sets. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. A good 30 years, 25 years or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I was a little youngin. The only time I think we liked seeing the cops. No, cops are good people. But, yeah, I remember those days. Fun times.
Hey, you got free collectibles from the police. That can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But that was a way to get kids to not be afraid of police and to behave. It's little things like that, having the police in the community that makes a difference. Now, you're supposed to hate the cops. You're supposed to be scared that you're just going for a walk and you're going to be beaten up because you were WWB walking while black.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a few families.
They want that division. They want that hate because they get power out of that.
I have a few family members that are police officers. Let's just say there's no enjoyment. They're like counting the days of retirement because it got a little rough past couple of years. My cousin's a police officer in Chicago. Well, no longer like in the city of Chicago. He's actually in like the suburbs now. But yeah, and I had an uncle many, many years ago. He was a sheriff. He was like a sheriff, and he was the one that would ride in the you know, the horses in town in like downtown Chicago. But yeah, that's it's a tough talk. I mean, obviously, some people made it difficult for them, but you know, that then they panic when there's no police officers in sight to assist. Yeah, that whole defunding and. But yet we want security and we want to be protected. Like, you know. So, speaking of security, whatever happened to the Pelosi? What's going on with her?
Oh, we haven't heard from that story in a long time. Everybody wants you to forget about that because they don't want you to know about Paul Pelosi's secret lover. You're not supposed to remember that.
Mm. So she's out the radar for now.
Yeah. Yeah, the dinosaur media couldn't play cover for that. They couldn't pretend. So they cut and ran, basically, on that story. And they'll try to come back to it later when everybody forgets so that they can come back to it. And they hope that everybody has Etch-a-Sketch head.
Well, I never thought she'd be gone. I mean, I thought she would be in office until, you know, her dying day.
Hmm. All right, so what else do we want to get into here? I don't feel like playing that. So let's see. Do I want to get into this right now? I could try. No, I'll wait. I want to get into this. Let me send you the article here. Yeah, I'll share it on my spy book.
Oh.
So a liberal college professor at Wayne State University, they've been placed on leave after saying on social media that it's okay to murder conservative speakers on campus. So if someone you don't like says something that you don't agree with, it's okay to kill them.
Yeah. Not sure I'm down with that. So he was on leave, so that's just temporarily after suggesting such a something so hideous.
Possibly.
Hmm.
So I'll go ahead and read here. An English professor at Wayne State University had an overheated reaction to the fiasco at Stanford Law School. He thought the protesters did not go far enough, which protesters, a.k.a. Antifa, and said on Spybook, I think it is more important or is more admirable to kill a racist, homophobe, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. The exemplary historical figure in this regard is Sholem Schwarzbard, who assassinated an anti-Semitic butcher, Simon Petliora, rather than trying to shout him down. Remember that Schwarzbard was acquitted by a jury which found his action justified. So he has been suspended, this professor.
Did they they didn't say if they suspended him with pay leave or anything?
No, it doesn't say here.
They probably did pay leave. But it doesn't say it, so. So no callers tonight?
Yeah, we can grab Vito. Vito's holding.
What's up, Poof? How are you?
Hey, Vito.
So now they how are you? How's everybody? So now they want to kill conservative speakers at universities.
They see
the storm coming. They see the storm coming, and they're trying to get ahead of it. Because people have had enough. All right, they've had absolutely enough. The last two mass killings, if I'm not mistaken, in America, have been done by trannies.
Yes.
I could be wrong. Yeah, the one on July 4th.
No, the Uvalde shooting and the Nashville shooting.
So that's the Uvalde was a trans person too?
Yes.
Wow, so that's three then. Holy moly, yep. And we have a person who's pretending to be an admiral who is a trans person in our government. And you know, that's another big issue. You know, they don't belong. I'm all for gays. I get it. But don't tell me that if you don't like who you are when you were born and you think that you are the opposite sex, how does somebody that, you know, that you meet up for the first time react to that? Other than you're nuts.
The thing is that if you are trannying, so to speak, and you're still walking around with your parts, then how can you be advocating that everybody change their gender? Because if you're doing it, that's cool, but you shouldn't be out there on the open market telling people that they need to do some willy-whacking.
I mean, you know, I was listening today to Greg Kelly, and a trans person who's been trans for many years came on and said they are minimizing mental illness when it comes to trans people. They just throw you on hormone blockers and whatever other hormone enhancer that they give you, and especially if it's testosterone. I've been taking testosterone now for, I haven't been in a while, but I'm going to say for about the last 4 years, and it hasn't made me crazy, but, you know, I can understand how some people, it can make them nuts. I don't know. But I'm not taking that stuff to change my gender.
Masculinity?
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's just insanity. It's just craziness what's going on in this world today. And everybody thinks it's this normal behavior now, and it's just not normal. We've had, you know, they're doing it for all the wrong reasons. Or they think it's the wrong reason. You have psychiatrists who right away, yeah, boom, boom, boom. You need to go on. You know, we've got to give you all these drugs, and you know, look at what it's done to people. It's turning people into monsters. Plain and simple. That's all it's done. It's turned people into monsters.
Well, it's even more crazier it's even more crazier when it's going to be okay for an undeveloped brain to say, hey, today I feel like, you know, being, you know, male, you know, female, you know, just to change your gender at a young age and to allow it. you know.
I mean,
and I don't even
I mean,
know
I was
parent
watching...
Well, it's just, I don't even know what parent, why would a parent even want to stand by that?
I don't know. I can't understand what is prompting people to do this, but it just makes no sense that, you know, that they're making such a big thing of this. I mean, they had that, that jazz kid, I don't know if you've seen the show, I Am Jazz. It's about a kid who started out as a baby, wanted to be a boy, wanting to be a girl. And, you know, I mean, this is from I think, like, when he was, like, 5 years old. I'm not sure. Like I said, I haven't seen a minute of the show. It was on the news the other day. They were talking about it. You know, he already had the procedure done when he was a teenager, and the mother is upset with him because he's not dilating his vagina. I'm like, and she's on television when they were talking about it. They had her holding this big, I don't know, call it a dildo or what. I don't know what you want to call it. And she says, if she doesn't put this in her vagina, I'm going to shove it up her vagina. I'm like, that's freaking abuse now. People don't get this stuff.
Speaking of which, this is what I was trying to remember earlier, Bridget, and Vito just reminded me that the latest thing now is that if you are a man and you do not get a period, that you're racist and you're transphobic, because as a man you're unable to have a period, because only real men that are not transphobic have periods.
The world is just completely upside down.
Well, you know, that's no different. I haven't heard this story in a while, but, you know, that was, and I don't even know if it was gay couples or whomever couple it was, but, you know, when there's a parent and they change the gender on their baby, you know, from like very, you know, early days, and they side on the mother, you know, and there's video, you know, where this kid is like, no, I don't want to dress like a girl, and, you know, or, but the mom says, no, he enjoys it. This is what he wants. And he wants to dress like a girl. Like, there's even, you know, there's parents that even, they push this on their children. And, you know, and when, you know, goes to court and they get awarded, like the mom is okay. Like they don't even, like nobody finds this to be not normal, like not right.
Yeah, it's clear abuse, and nobody. It's clear abuse, and no one is putting a stop to this. You know, as one person said, when if you're over 18 years of age and you're a boy and you think you're a woman, you have a mental disorder. If you're under the age of 8. And you think you're a woman and you're a boy, your mother has a mental disorder. And I tend to believe that to be true.
Yeah.
I tend that all to believe to be true. Now, this is just something that the psychiatric world in their book or whatever it is, Proof, I forget what it's called, they say that transgenderism is a mental disorder.
Yeah.
And they're not treating it as that. They are not treating it as that.
No, they're treating it like part of a hierarchy.
Yeah. Exactly.
There is no way ever... There is no justifiable situation where a man wearing a miniskirt is considered accepted to show their junk to 7-year-olds?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And especially now with this other stuff, with this drag queen stuff in the libraries.
Now, the exception would be that if you physically lived in a nudist colony and the part of sex was not brought up or you just lived the lifestyle, that's completely different. I'm not insinuating that. I'm saying that if you are in a library and they say it's drag queen story time, but no one's reading any books, and it's just a place where you could show your junk to kids. If the main goal is to show your junk to kids, that is way beyond a mental disorder.
Yep. I mean, they were talking also about Kirk Cameron, who's been writing books about children's books. And there are people that they don't want him in the libraries. They'd rather have drag queens in the libraries reading books to kids. I don't know who it is making these decisions, but it's crazy.
Well, I know who's making the decision. That would be Satan or Lucifer, whatever you want to call that particular person.
Yeah, it's all driven. It's all driven by that. Absolutely. Absolutely, Poof.
Yeah, it's clearly unacceptable. I mean, my son is 20, and I can't even fathom if my child was younger. I mean, obviously, you know, there's nieces and cousins and stuff, but just to, you know, if it was little, you know, if I had to see that and, you know, like, well, my son was, yeah, I'd be flabbergasted. I mean, I'm flabbergasted even now, and it's not, you know, my son, but, yeah, I don't know. You know, like we were saying, like, when does it stop?
Well, it doesn't sound like there's enough of us saying anything about it, so I don't know when it will stop.
Yeah, and that's true.
It's gonna take a lot for this thing to stop. This is a big boulder going downhill, and it's gonna take a lot to stop it. A lot. And nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, before you know it, they'll just be having sex just, you know, right there in front of your eyes. And, you know, you're just going to be like, well, that's just normal. That's just normal, you know, sexual activity. You know, our bodies crave that and want that.
At this current rate, it will be acceptable for a man wearing a miniskirt to physically coitus with a young kid, but you and I won't be able to have sex in public. It's only for 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the attachment was unavailable. Vito, I tried to show her, Bridget, a picture of the new John Fetter woman. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I haven't.
So they're passing off a new guy now to say that he's John Fetterwoman. And he looks way different than this other guy.
Hold on a second. Where do I see this picture, Pooh?
I tried to share it with Bridget, and it said attachment unavailable.
Do you know what link it is? Can you just kind of guide me through it? I wish I could.
This might have been turned down. So if you go on like Google Images or something, you could look at, if you say new John Fetterman, it'll be there.
Okay. New John Fetterman. Oh my God.
I'm sure it'll come up. I haven't tried, but I have a feeling it will come up.
Now, all the pictures that I'm seeing now are of him. Oh, wait a minute. What? No, okay. No, that's what's his name. It's Christian Bale. That's Christian Bale. But I don't know why they're having Christian Bale together.
Well, I do know this. His psycho wife, I think, wants to be senator if he can't continue.
Yeah.
So. No, I don't see him at all.
Okay.
I still have a friend of mine. She I know she voted for him, but you know, she never admitted to it until I finally said to her one day, I said, why don't you admit that you voted for Fetterman? I didn't even say, why did you vote for John Fetterman? He says, well, because he's pro-pot. He's pro-marijuana. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's why you're going to vote for him over a person who was a medical doctor? Come on. The guy's retarded. He can't even put two words together in a sentence to make even a sentence. And you voted for that? Nuts. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, if somebody voted for John Fetterwoman, they won't be able to tell you exactly why. They just did.
They didn't. Thank you, sir. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Like I said, why did you vote for? I knew she voted for him, but I just didn't. Well, I suspected, but you know, I just threw. I asked her, why did you vote for him? She goes, well, I voted for him because he was pro marijuana, and I'm like, that makes no sense at all. As to their why. The guy's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. He goes up against a medical doctor. And, basically the people of Philadelphia is what got him elected, I think. I'm pretty sure. Actually, even my, I think my district, my Pike County, I think they voted for Fetterman, too. They're just as retarded up there.
Yeah, and how many of them would vote for him again, even if he spent his whole term in the mental ward, they would still vote for him because he's a Democrat.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because look what he did for us. And I'd be like, well, what did he do?
He saved us from having a Republican.
I'm sorry?
What state are you in?
I live in New York. I have a house in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
But I vote in New York.
Okay.
You know.
Love the accent.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. You know, but it's, and there are a lot of people in Pike County. A lot of people, they came from New York. They came from out of state into that area, and when Trump was running against Biden, and I was driving around right before the election in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, I was starting to see all these Biden signs up, and I'm like, these people are out of their freaking minds, you know. But I called my friend up. I said, Nikki, you know, do you wonder how many people are going to vote for Biden? There's a lot of people in Stroudsburg with lawn signs up that say Biden for president. And these people have no idea what they're talking about.
And they will still vote for him.
Absolutely. Like Bob Grant once said, the late, great Bob Grant, Bill Clinton could rape a woman on the steps of the Capitol. And still, people would vote for him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wrong. He was not wrong. You know, he wasn't wrong.
So you guys, we just got the 60-second buzzer, which means that we're going to be off air. So, Vito, thank you for calling in today. V is still on Thursdays until further notice. So if you want to try Thursday, once you talk.
Yep, we'll do.
Bridget, it's nice to have you back again. So
yes, definitely.
We'll see you next week. So thank you for joining us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. So please work together, show.